This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are talking about orange soda.
And we have quite the assortment here.
We have so much fake orange food coloring in bottles on this table. It's...
Yes?
Yeah.
Depressing? Exciting?
It's exciting. Yes. Oh, it's so exciting.
Did you drink orange soda as a kid? And if so, when?
I did not drink orange soda as a kid.
Is this because you weren't allowed to have soda?
Yeah, not really. And orange soda kind of seemed like one of those things that was just sort of gross. Like grape soda, like strawberry Fanta or whatever.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack this because you said some things that I agree with and some that I violently disagree with.
Oh, okay. Do you like grape soda?
No, I hate grape soda, strawberry Fanta is great.
It is. I've never had it.
Oh, yes. Whenever I go to the soda machine that lets you like mix up all kinds of different... You've never had it and you hate it.
I was waiting for you to pick up on that.
That's what we call prejudice.
Yeah, I know.
I like to mix strawberry Fanta with Country Time Lemonade.
I think you've told me this before.
Yeah, I think I have because it's great and everyone should do it.
There was some orange soda that used to be sold in a vending machine in my middle school.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Sure.
I think it must have been Orange Crush. Why don't we have Orange Crush today, Matthew?
I did not see Orange Crush when I was out doing my rounds. But I've got Sunkissed, I've got Fanta. How different could it be?
What do you think the REM song Orange Crush was about?
I was told that it was about the use of Agent Orange during the Vietnam War.
Oh, it did have a vaguely sort of military theme going on.
Yeah, isn't that a great topic on which to kick off
what
our comedy show?
I've got my spine, I've got my orange crush.
I don't know, but oddly enough, this was a clue on Jeopardy last night.
Really?
Yes, the REM song. It was the $1,000 clue on some Jeopardy category.
So what was it? How did it go? What is... my spine.
Yeah, that's how I went. Alex Trebek said, "What is my spine?"
what has Michael Stipe got?
What has Michael Stipe done for us lately?
Ooh, yeah.
Exactly. So
you know what I've heard on the radio twice in the past week?
Yes, what?
Nasty by Janet Jackson.
Oh yeah, wonderful song.
So good. Anyway. All right.
So I did drink orange soda as a kid, and I loved it. It's like, to me, it's like, along with Coke, it's like the soda that I most want when I'm like all hot and sweaty.
That makes sense.
You know, that I don't know how good it's going to taste here, like in the middle of winter.
Should we do some jumping jacks?
Yeah, yeah. I think we should do some strenuous calisthenics. I remember one significant disappointment involving orange soda when I was a kid, which was this. And this is probably not even going to make sense when I tell it, but I swear it happened this way. I was waiting in line to get tickets to a concert. Remember when you used to have to line up? Like if there was going to be a popular show that was going to sell out, you'd have to like line up at like a Ticketmaster location instead of just refreshing your browser over and over.
Yeah, I remember going to like the venue to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And tickets were like $7.
Oh, good times. Yeah, I don't remember what show this was for. It might have been Def Leppard. It wasn't REM, but I did once line up for REM tickets. And we were waiting for hours, and I was thirsty, so I walked over to the McDonald's to get a soda, and I was like, hey, orange soda. And I got the orange soda, and it turned out for some reason to be uncarbonated orange soda, which is so disgusting.
How's that possible? Do you think that like the lid wasn't screwed on properly?
I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was intentional.
So was it just like syrup?
Okay, people, it was diluted syrup. So audience members, do you remember, was there a time when McDonald's served uncarbonated orange soda, or am I crazy, or both? Let us know.
Wow.
Facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Hot Topic.
Yes, I also went to Hot Topic. And bought a Metallica shirt.
Let's taste some stuff.
Okay, I think we should start with Sunkist. I feel like that's the most middle of the road we've got here. Unless.
I want to think about, as we taste these, Matthew, if you were to close your eyes as you were tasting these.
Forever, like Rita Ford taught us.
Would it all remain the same? No, if you were to close your eyes while tasting these, do you think they would taste like orange?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Like if you tell me, like, I'm serving you a beverage,
yeah,
close your eyes, would I be able to identify it as orange soda? Probably not.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes for the rest of this episode.
This Sunkist bottle feels a little greasy, like somebody put lotion on and picked it up.
That's possible.
I think that's terrible. Do you know what this reminds me of? When I went to day camp at a nearby school, we used to each afternoon get to have like punch that was out of a like gallon plastic jugs.
Oh, yes.
It was either like orange or red or purple.
Yeah, like generic punch.
Yeah, generic punch and these like generic sugar cookies, mm-hmm, for a snack in the afternoon. And I remember this one girl, I'm not going to say her name, even though I still remember it.
Okay.
She drank orange punch and then she threw up.
Ugh.
And after that, I was always scared of the orange punch. And the taste of Sunkist orange soda reminds me of the taste of that punch.
Now, I always liked the red punch. I'm sure they didn't taste any different. They just had different coloring
in
them.
I liked the red punch,
yes,
too.
Yes. I mean, the red punch was pretty great.
It's too bad they don't make red soda.
Do they make red soda?
Strawberry Fanta?
Yeah, they make strawberry Fanta. That's it. All right. Should we do Fanta next?
Yeah, let's do Fanta.
I have a question. You know Tang?
Yeah.
I forgot the question. No. Do they only sell Tang as a powder, or do they sell reconstituted bottles of reconstituted Tang?
No, I think Tang's always been a powder.
Okay. I was wondering about this because I feel like there's this like certain class of product that was once only available in a form where you had to do some stuff yourself and then was introduced in a more convenient form. I'm thinking like Rice Krispie treats. Like used to be you had to make them at home, yep, and now you can buy them. Chex Mix.
Mm-hmm.
How about Kool-Aid? Can you buy bottled Kool-Aid or still only powder? Because I remember it used to be Kool-Aid didn't even have the sugar in it. It was just like this tiny packet of powdered flavoring.
I don't know. I feel like I'm confusing it with Hawaiian Punch.
I can see that.
Do you remember those?
They're very, very different. They're not.
Hey, hold on. Here's a question. Am I correct that Fanta in other countries tastes more like real orange?
This is Mexican Fanta.
Oh, this is Mexican Fanta.
I should have specified that earlier. Yes, it's un producto de the Coca-Cola Company. Wait, that's actually what it says. Un producto de the Coca-Cola Company.
You know what? This smells just like Sunkist. Tastes a little better, though.
It's a little bit better than Sunkist.
The aftertaste has a little more acidity to it.
Yeah, I think that's it's just kind of got a more overall roundness to it.
Boy,
it's still not good.
I don't care for either of these.
I feel like either of them I would thoroughly enjoy I was going to say if I'd been out mowing the lawn, which is something I've literally never, ever done. You ever mowed a lawn?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God. Could we possibly be more out of step with America?
And we're both children of the suburbs, so this surprises me, in particular that you never had to mow the lawn.
Yeah, we did have a lawn. It wasn't... Yeah, no, I guess we had a backyard. I don't remember a lot.
Okay.
All right, Nesbitt.
Nesbitts of California.
Oh, that smells a lot better. Well, it smells a lot stronger.
This is orange sweetened with cane sugar. It's very sweet.
I think this might be my favorite so far. It's very sweet. It's stronger.
You know what? I think I would really like this with a lot of ice. Maybe crushed ice. I thought
you were going to say vodka.
No, like crushed ice. Can you imagine this like poured over crushed ice?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of these are meant to be served that way, like, you know, from a soda fountain machine with a bunch of crushed ice that just...
Preferably in a big styrofoam cup.
Yeah, that just came clunking out of the machine.
I think this one is the best.
It is.
Maybe part of it is that it's the only one that doesn't remind me of that pukey orange punch.
Yeah, it's just got a little more vigor to it somehow.
It's also a little bit more carbonated. None of these are very carbonated though.
Yeah, I mean it's odd. Like I feel like for some things like if you taste big name brand cola against store brand cola is usually pretty terrible. But this like Nesbitt's like non corporate looking orange soda, it really is better than the big brands.
Let's try Faygo. Have you ever heard of this before?
I have. It's a Detroit thing. Oh. I don't know why I know this. I feel like the Insane Clown Posse drinks it. That may or may not be
who's
true.
Who's that?
Oh, boy. Now we're going to get letters. The Insane Clown Posse are a couple of clown rappers from Detroit, and they have extremely devoted fans. They do a big music festival, and they did that song Miracles about fucking magnets. How do they work? Do you remember this?
I can't speak. I'm horrified at the taste of this. This too is made with 100%.
Okay, this is very, very bad.
This
Sorry.
Is revolting, yep. Faygo. I don't ever want to see this again. Wow.
All right.
You know what? None of these are as good as I remembered. I used to really like this stuff occasionally, even though I said I never had it.
How are we going to sort out what's real? The lies from the truths.
Let's try this one. This is the...
I think that one is maybe you're supposed to like shake gently before serving, but it's too late.
Do you have a chopstick?
Yeah, there's a bunch of chopsticks right there.
Okay, so this is like the highfalutin orange soda. This is San Pellegrino Aranciata, sparkling orange beverage with 16% orange juice.
Now, does the fact that it has real juice in it like disqualify it from being considered orange soda in the same way that these other sodas are?
I don't know. I feel like this is sweet enough that I call this
okay.
Soda.
I mean, it's not like a healthy beverage.
This has a very bitter orange flavor.
Oh, this is so much better than anything else we've tasted. I'm sorry.
You are such a snob.
I mean, it's got some real orange flavor to it, but not too much.
Do you think that this, I don't know, now that we're tasting it, I'm starting to think maybe that it should be disqualified. It's too good.
I know, but...
I mean, can you really compare a San Pellegrino product to like a Fanta?
Well, let's. What constitutes an orange soda? I mean, you know, the first four that we tried did not have orange juice in them, so that's a point against it, I guess. But it doesn't. It only has 16% orange juice. It has water, orange juice from concentrate, sugar, carbon dioxide, citric acid, and natural flavors.
You know, when I close my eyes and taste the aranciata, it does taste at least like citrus, whereas these other ones. They just taste orange, but not like the fruit.
It's the bitterness is so important, I think. It's got it tastes like it has a little bit of orange zest in it.
Yes.
You know? Which
yeah,
it probably
get the, like,
doesn't.
The oils in the peel.
Yeah. You know, that's a big part of what makes an orange taste like an orange. But do you want your orange soda to taste like orange? I'm like in a real philosophical muddle here.
Wow.
Okay, well, let's taste this Orangina.
So Orangina, I think of as, you know, the orange soda of France.
Oh, is it really popular in France?
It is.
It's not just the name?
That was where I first had it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I also love the kind of curvy bottle.
Yes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with like the single serving glass Orangina bottles that are like,
yeah,
like rounded at the bottom.
Yeah, they're kind of hard to hold on to.
Oh, yeah. Like they don't really make any sense as a bottle, but they have like, you know,
they
lovely
look
curves.
Real nice. They are like a good woman.
Oh, pulpy, juicy, and zesty.
Ooh.
Now, this one does have pulp in it. Like I was inverting the bottle and like a cloud of pulp rose from within, which again sort of makes it not really orange soda, but...
Ooh. I used to really like this, but to me it really tastes like orange juice concentrate.
I think I still like it. It does. I think I still like it better than any of the super fake ones, but it's not as good as the aranciata.
No.
It's sweeter. It's very concentrate-y. Maybe we should be defining it this way. I mean, like, if you were going to serve your kid some juice, you wouldn't serve her any of these things, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
then I think they all count as orange soda.
If we're talking about juice. Okay, yeah. That's a good point.
I mean, are we trying to invent some new category that's like between soda and juice? I don't think we need to split hairs to that degree.
let's not split hairs.
Yeah. Okay, so this was interesting and sort of disappointing because I was hoping, like,
I was really expecting to, like, find a perfectly engineered food product.
Yeah, I thought one of these was going to be the equivalent of Lay's potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not. They're all sort of the equivalent of cheese nips.
Yeah. I don't even remember what cheese nips taste like.
They were not good. That's how memorable
they were. Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I feel sad. I really feel like these are all about the Red 40 or whatever it is that's making these look like they do.
The Red 40 sounds like...
Oh, Yellow 6 and Red 40.
I knew what you meant, and yet the Red 40 sounds like if I were playing a video game involving malt liquor, like this would be some power-up that I was searching for, the Red 40.
Or I was thinking maybe that it would be like a faction that you would read about in Russian history.
Oh.
Like the Red 40.
Oh, that's good. Like yeah. some kind of Bolsheviks or something.
I love Russian history.
Really?
Oh, God, I'm crazy about it.
You think we should get deeply into Russian history on the show? Did you read Anya von Bremzen's book, Mastering the Art of Soviet Cooking?
No, I've heard really good things about it, though.
If you love Russian history and you like food, you're going to love this book. Everyone should read this book. It was terrific.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll read it.
That book was better than any orange soda.
Wow, strong praise.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. You could maybe like mix some vodka into your orange soda and drink it while reading the book. I really did like the aranciata. It was the only one that had that you know, bitter edge to it that made it sort of more grown up, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
which I didn't.
Yeah, the other ones, boy, I feel like I really got orange soda out of my system. I don't need to taste that again.
And yet, I still think next time I do something in the lawnmower genre, not actually lawn mowing, but like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example of some like physically demanding outdoor activity that I might actually do, and I'm coming up with nothing.
Maybe the flower pot on your balcony.
Uh-huh. What about it?
Repotting it.
Oh, that, yeah. I'm always repotting things. Like, you know, keep me away from your pots, people. Maybe watering it?
Oh, yeah.
With, like going out there like with my watering can like that.
That's
a great
idea.
I can work up
a
sweat that way.
That's a great idea. You know, I keep thinking that maybe if we had had Orange Crush, things would have been different.
Sorry. You know what else we didn't have? Orange Slice, because they don't make it anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No, I think Slice has been totally discontinued.
Name.
It was really a really great name.
Oh, like Slice or Sprite. I remember growing
right.
up, that was always a choice.
Yeah,
you
know,
if you ordered Sprite, they'd say, we only have Slice.
Wait, they would offer you the choice and then they would say we only have one? That's really mean.
No, that's not what I mean. It was a lemon lime soda, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure we talked about it on the lemon lime soda episode. I don't remember.
I don't even remember half of our episodes.
No, I don't either.
Anymore. Maybe even three quarters of them I don't remember.
No, that's why we have an archivist.
Is that part of Abby's job description?
Yes, absolutely.
Is she our reference librarian?
Uh-huh.
Do we get to, like, send her into the stacks?
Yes, or the morgue.
Oh, great.
That's a newspaper term. It's not just... I mean, okay, yes, we're going to send her to the morgue to find
Slice.
Yes, exactly. The Slice, R.I.P.
Okay, we need to end this.
Yes. You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post a list of the orange sodas that we tasted and didn't really like. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. Tell us your memories of Slice, any orange sodas we didn't taste that you think we might have liked. Tell us a thing or two.
Yeah, let's talk about Russian history.
Oh, yeah, let's get deeply... I want to hear about the revolution of 1905, the revolution of 1917.
Oh. God, I love a good Rasputin story every now and then.
Oh, yes. Anything involving Catherine the Great on a horse. you know, all the most made-up things. Yeah.
Any kind of five-year plan you might have.
If you are Anastasia the Lost Princess, please let us know on our Facebook page. That's where you should resurface. We'll make it worth your while. We've got so much free orange soda you can have. Like a kingdom's worth.
Okay, thanks for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show... Oh. the show that's offering you two choices. You can listen or not listen, but you can only have one of those choices.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amsterburg.
Oh my gosh, we've got good news.
The most exciting thing that has ever happened on the show just happened. I mean, except for the time we got married. So remember when we were complaining about how we didn't have any Orange Crush, and that's probably what went wrong with the orange soda episode. I went into the fridge to get some stuff for the next episode, and what should I find but the Orange Crush that I bought and forgot about.
Woo-hoo!
So we're here to set the record straight.
This is going to redeem the whole gosh darn thing.
This is probably going to be the best thing we've ever tasted on the show. Cheers.
I'm ready. Cheers. Nope.
All right. That clears that up.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.